You make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Get It Right, Texoma. I'm Mike Hendren. This is Terry McAdams. Now, we are conspicuously minus the third party this week.
He's off on a secret mission or something. Super secret squirrel.
Super secret squirrel mission.
There you go.
That's where he's at. We don't know where he is. So seriously, he didn't tell us anything. He just disappears.
Yeah, he just, he's probably on a mission of some sort.
It's the medication he's on. He just does this. I don't know. That's what it is. He just kind of, ooh, where am I? Yeah. He's on vacation. Anyway, how you doing, Terry?
I'm doing well. I'm not blinded. The world didn't end. As far as I know, my chickens and my dogs are still, I don't have multiple dogs, but anyway, my dog has not looked at the sun, so he's not blind. Apparently people believed. And honestly, actually, we were eating we went to Samurai, which for those who are in this area know it's the place you go for some Japanese hibachi stuff.
Japanese steakhouse type stuff, yeah.
So we were there for lunch yesterday, and right before the eclipse was going to begin, and so we're talking about it naturally, and she didn't know you couldn't just look at the sun. I was very surprised.
How do you not know that?
How do you watch it safely? And then I said, well, you definitely want to get your glasses. Of course, make sure they're certified glasses.
Yes.
Not the cheap ones on Marketplace or whatever.
ISO, whatever,
But anyway, I said, yeah, you can watch it. If you don't have the sunglasses, just poke a hole in a piece of cardboard or whatever, and another piece of, something. And
well, we had some solar glasses. I did order some online because I went to a couple places in town that didn't have any left, so I ordered some online that I found that met the ISO whatever, and these are like 1,000 times darker than the darkest sunglasses you can buy. You put them on in a regular room, and it's like this. You can't see anything.
They're like welder's glasses. I'm not saying that that's certified or the right way to do it, but I'm just saying.
But you literally cannot see anything. Yeah. Now you're not even supposed to look at the full sun with those on, because then there's still a possibility that enough of the UV rays or something. But during an eclipse, enough of it is blocked that it's, for a few seconds at least, it's safe to look. And so we were really careful. We'd look at it. Oh, that's nice. Okay, we're done,
Yeah. Well, I took some photos and stuff, so I kind of mine weren't really goggle or like glasses, but they were more like binoculars, actually. And so I ended up taking mine apart and took the lens, the tinted piece,
and laid it over my camera
on my phone. So I had a pretty decent, got some pretty good little photos there. Yeah. It was better than trying to put it up to the lens.
The sun will damage your camera.
Right. And there was that was interesting. There was a project called Sun Catcher. Oh, it's on my app. But anyway, I was going to actually do that. It was some sort of funded thing I forget what it was, but it was a crowdsourced observation, and they were supposed to have all these different ones. And I didn't get a chance to really research it, just make sure it didn't hurt my phone. But I didn't want to take a chance, so I just said the heck with it. My iPhone 15 Pro Max. I figured, I got Apple Care, but didn't want to take a chance on it.
But it turned out to be the apocalypse that wasn't. I mean, it was, and I'm sure that there are plenty of people that profited from scaring people about certain aspects of this, which is a shame. But
on one hand, it's a thing that it's like, who cares? But we didn't get to see totality.
But
Dallas, I saw a few friends on Facebook that it went down, and a friend of mine from Wichita, Kansas.
Yep.
He drove down and took a look in Plano. He ended up in a parking lot somewhere.
It got dark. I just wasn't gonna fight millions of people in traffic to go see this. I wasn't going to do that. And there were, I know there was a big party in, I think it was Bernie, Texas or something. Storms started to break out. And so they started running people out of this park, telling them, you got to leave. And I'm sure that started up. Mini riot or something. But anyway. I don't know. Yeah, but I think for the first time in ever, I was perfectly whelmed.
You know, we're not overwhelmed.
Well, you know, people, say I'm overwhelmed or I was underwhelmed. I think I was perfectly whelmed by this. Yeah, it was kind of cool to watch.
Look that up. I mean, what does that mean?
Whelmed?
Is that even a word?
I don't know, but I'm using it. You know, anyway.
Yeah, well.
But I was not overwhelmed. I was not underwhelmed. I was just perfectly whelmed.
There it is. Yeah, engulf, submerge, or bury.
Yeah.
That's already.
I think I was perfectly engulfed in enough darkness of the sun to last me for the rest of my life.
Flow or heap up abundantly.
Yeah.
The brook whelmed up from its source.
There you go.
And so it's just a reiteration.
The shadow of the moon or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, I was perfectly well.
Well, cool. Well, that was
very
interesting.
It is. All right. Hey, a couple things happening around the area here locally. Yeah. We've got the Dallas Zoo coming to Riverbend Nature Center April the 23rd. So right around the corner, maybe right after you see this episode. Two shows, 10 a.m. and 11:15 a.m., 45-minute interactive program that features animals from around the world. It's $5 per person. Babies age 1 and under are admitted for free.
And not too many.
They're not going to remember any of this, but they can get in for free anyway. And anyway, you can call 940-767-0843, 940-767-0843. To find out more about that.
Well, don't let your baby get close to the tiger.
No,
I
wouldn't. I
don't know if there's a tiger.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I
might do that. Be a snack.
Coming up on May 4th, we're...
Sorry.
It's gross, man. It was Saturday, May the 4th. There's going to be a Kasi Chili event at Eddie Hills Fun Cycles here in Wichita Falls. Eddie Hills Fun Cycles at 401 North Scott in downtown Wichita Falls. That's May the 4th. Kasi
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. Kasi is the Chili Appreciation Society International. Some of the best chili cooks anywhere on planet Earth are part of Kasi. And this is one of the qualifying events that eventually leads them to the big event in Terralingua, Texas.
Yes, wherever that is.
Terralingua, way down south, and there's like nothing there, but it's where they go. So anyway, that's coming up. So let's talk a little bit about this thing with going on with Apple and the DOJ. What's happening with that?
There's one part of it that I just think is silly, and it's the DOJ. This is a headline from Gizmodo.
This has to do with messages, right?
Right. Yes. That's one of a few things they're going after Apple for.
Yeah.
Basically, the Department of Justice, our U.S. Department of Justice, going Apple, going after Apple, in part because of green bubbles and blue bubbles.
Oh, come on!
Yes, apparently. Well, apparently it's a real thing. I mean, I get it. It's basically for those of you who don't know. If you've been an iPhone user and all your family is iPhone and you don't have any Android friends, you may not have ever actually encountered this, but group texts.
Okay.
Well, let me back up. When you send a text message to a family or friend that has an iPhone or an Apple device,
right?
You actually are typing. It says in the blank most of the time, if everything's set properly, and by default, it says in the blank iMessage, which is Apple's. You're sending an iMessage because it's going over the internet. Text messages don't go over the internet. They're otherwise known as SMS, simple message service or something like
that. It uses your cellular network. Right.
It's a traditional text we've had from way back when.
And right.
Anyway, there's a lot of details in there. But just suffice it to say that on your iPhone, when you send a message, it's a blue bubble or a green bubble, and it's a blue bubble for your Apple family and friends. But if you by chance have someone who's on an Android, it's going to be a green bubble. And what happens is if in a group text, which a lot of kids do these days, you're going to end up with all one person can come into the group and make everybody green bubbles. And nobody wants green bubbles.
Okay.
And so you're so kids have been bullied over green bubbles.
In all of the year, okay, I've had a cell phone since the mid 90s.
Yep.
Text messaging since probably the late 90s.
Yes.
97, 98 or something like that. And I have never once concerned myself with what color is that bubble?
Well,
and why is Mr. Green Bubble here?
Well,
I've never.
I know, but
I've been an iPhone user for several years
most
now,
people
and
it
never.
US, I mean, me and we all experience this here. Mike and I have iPhones, and of course, our illustrious co-host
does not.
He does not. He's on an Android, and so our little group texts that we have are all green bubbles, and so we pick on him a little bit.
Give him a little.
Yeah. But apparently that is such a big deal. And this is quoted out of, this is a quote of a quote, actually, off of Gizmodo. Many non-iPhone users experience social stigma, exclusion, and blame when messaging people with iPhones. The Department of Justice stated in its landmark antitrust lawsuit against Apple this was in March, late March. In the complaint, the DOJ highlighted the friction and frustration associated with, quote, breaking chats with those green bubbles, which refers to the poor group texting experience between iPhone and Android users in individual group chats. So it's not just about the green bubble itself, but it is about what happens to pictures.
Okay.
Pictures get scaled down where they're smaller. Videos get scaled, and so they end up inferior quality. Now, Google has been all over Apple for the last year and a half. And finally, Apple, a few months ago, I don't think they gave in to Google's demands or their requests for doing this. But there's a new lowest common denominator. That's what I call it. That's what text messaging is, SMS. That's the lowest common denominator. So so everything reverts to that so that you can at least send a message to somebody. So that there's a new standard out and why the world, it just flew the coop on it, but it's basically an enhanced SMS. And it is secure because that's the other thing. Okay. SMS text messages are not secure, but iMessages are.
Okay.
So they're encrypted and everything. And so end-to-end encryption, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Well, this new standard is, and Apple has adopted that. So that'll take some of the pressure off from that. But it's still going to be green bubbles, by the way. But it's supposed to make it where the videos and other things shouldn't get scaled down.
Well, I get the desire to enhance security and to make things more...
But that's
perhaps
not,
uniform. But it doesn't sound like that was really what compelled all of this. It was hurt feelings.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
That really started all of this. You know, listen, I'm sorry. Look, if your life is so empty that you've got time to focus on what color the bubble is on your – come on, really?
Yeah.
Seriously, you don't have bigger fish to fry in life? Because I know I do. Well, it just doesn't make any sense to me that people get so bent out of shape about otherwise pretty benign stuff.
Know.
You know,
your feelings are hurt. That is the biggest issue. We are not,
we get the Department of Justice involved in this.
This is okay. You gotta have a little confidence in yourself, and not worried. What are we, sticks and stones? You hear this.
When did that become irrelevant?
I know. It's want to build a certain amount of toughness.
Yeah.
Now, you don't need to be a jerk about it. You don't need to be.
No,
I'd like to think we're pretty balanced in our ability to handle stress and other things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching the morning show on Apple TV Plus, And it was just part of the storyline. This one character who was apparently taken advantage of in college. I thought it was going to be a sexual thing, but there was certainly this Elon Musk-like character has he's got a space program and he's got, you know, blah blah blah. So anyway, he's this character.
He got an electric car?
I don't think he has an electric car, but he's got a space company. And I wonder who that might be.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Anyway, so he's apparently this he's about to buy this media company. So it parallels a little bit in the real world. So he buys this. He's in the process of buying this company. Of course, they're really trying to dig in and find out who this guy is.
Uh-huh.
And comes to light that one of the TV program, this one woman was a student at one time. And, and his company, this rich guy's company, was supporting a, what do they call that? Not an accelerator, but where businesses are fostered and looked at.
A mentorship.
An incubator.
Yeah.
And so the incubator had this lady's idea. She wrote some code, apparently, and he bought it for $50,000, and who knows what he's made with it now, right?
Oh, my God.
And apparently she attempted suicide and all this other stuff. And so he's suddenly responsible. Now, he didn't know about this, and so the character, if you take it at face value, he ended up saying, hey, gosh, you know, and he's not rewarding her just because of that, but he didn't realize that she had some issues with it. But people need to grow up and take responsibility and understand. It's like the student loans.
Yeah.
Why that is not a bigger issue, I don't understand. I think there's something to be said about student loans. That's a whole other topic. But
yeah.
But anyway, my point is that people are weak and they're not built up. It seems like there's something we got lost in translation.
Somewhere along the way in our society, we decided that how people feel about any given topic is of more value than any other substance or any other aspect of whatever a problem may be. Yeah. Doesn't matter what the facts are. Well, how do you feel about it? Did you get your feelings hurt? Do you feel like you've been, and this is where I get really, really touchy with it. When someone says, well, this whole situation has given me PTSD. Oh, stop God. It.
That dilutes the value of the real issue. It's a real mental health issue that people deal with, and it's not just people who've been in war, but it's certainly, you know, police officers and other things. But I think some people who are not police officers or military or whatever have experienced PTSD, but it cheapens that.
That's exactly right. It cheapens the term, and people who have actually been through actual life or death situations where they came very close to being killed or were very badly injured. Yeah, that person could certainly suffer from a form of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they didn't put an appropriate amount of foam on top of your latte or whatever the hell they do at the coffee shop, and that stressed you out. No, that does not give you PTSD.
Or you're now a green bubble in the blue bubble.
Stop it.
But for our government to get involved in this is just that they got better things to do.
Well, it's not just that, Terry, the cost of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The Department of Justice is being funded with your tax dollars and my tax dollars and his tax dollars and everybody's tax dollars. We're taking your tax dollars and we're asking a federal judicial agency to investigate whether you've got a green bubble or a blue bubble on your text message.
And how you feel about it.
And how it affects your feelings. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, do you remember a few years back? It's been more than a few years back, actually. I can't remember if it was the DOJ or another federal agency, some other three-letter agency, that got involved in investigating baseball over like juicing allegations, you know, steroids or whatever. And they got involved in that.
Well, Congress got involved, didn't they?
Congress was involved, but there was another agency that was actually, and there was billions of dollars spent on this investigation and all of this and all these reports, and they spent years working. Why would the DOJ or the FBI or Congress, for that matter, care about whether some baseball player shot some steroids in his arm? You know, who cares? Okay, first of all, if you want to break it down to the sport, you still got to hit the ball. Just saying. And second of all, it's not a federal thing. Major League Baseball is a private entity, or it's supposed to be. And if there's a problem within that private entity, if it's something that rises to a criminal level, call a cop. Why is Congress or any other federal agency deliberately injecting themselves into these ridiculous conversations?
But weren't they involved in all this antitrust and all this other stuff with baseball and football? And because there's some special rules about sports, and I don't really understand the history about it, but I know that Congress has looked into other things over the years in professional sports. And so, and we're not talking about necessarily, now, you know, like Title IX or whatever. Is it Title IX that makes sure kids or women and men are treated the same and all that? But anyway, here's funny. This is, I don't know who this podcaster is, but they quoted a podcaster named Josh Barrow. He says, if they allow iMessage, that was one of the solutions, is to force Apple to make iMessage, the app, the Messages app on Android. But he says, if they allow iMessage on Android, then how will we tell who's a loser? So, you know, I think that kind of sums it up. But
I tell you what, it's ridiculous. That of all the things that we could possibly be so deeply concerned about in our society, this is one of them. That people actually feel, and that the Department of Justice sees fit to be involved in it on any level whatsoever, to me is just insane. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. Of all the things, and of course, if you've listened to me very long or watched me very long, and Terry can vouch for this, I'm a constitutional conservative, is what I am.
Yeah.
The scope and the reach of the federal government should be a very, very, very limited thing.
Yes.
There's very little they should have their hands in or on, and it's all outlined in the Constitution. Everything else belongs to the several states,
And if you want the somebody else or some part of the federal government to take care of something they don't now, then work on getting a constitutional amendment.
Right, right.
That's it.
You know, and the thing about it is, though, is if everybody would just stop and think about what I'm about to say and really marinate on this a little bit, you would understand that I'm right. The less government you have in your life, the better your life will be, period.
It has a purpose, and it needs to be kept in its place, and we've just built on bureaucrats. That's part of this, and we've talked about it briefly, and I'd like to get into a little bit more, but the auditors, the First Amendment auditors that like to go into cities and towns and everything. I know some of those are jerks, but the idea of it, though, I think is I think having a way of auditing and holding government officials at every level accountable to the First Amendment, I think is key, is very important.
It's real simple. You know, if you see or hear something that you find offensive, don't listen to it. Don't read
it.
You know, social media. Here's the really cool thing. You can just keep scrolling.
Yeah, and nobody's putting toothpicks in your eyelids and forcing you to listen.
No one puts a gun to your head and makes you listen to or absorb anything. You do it of your own free will, which is exactly how it should be.
Yep.
You do it of your own free will.
Your God-given free will, and they've got other God-given talents. You have ways, you've been given the tools, the brain, for most of us to be able to understand and listen and then respond in an appropriate way and have your own internal dialogue and have confidence and things that you're, yes, you have rights. That's part of why having the rights. And the government is there to protect those rights, but you don't have a right. to be whether or not to be offended.
Well, that's
bottom line.
Yeah, that's where part of the rub comes in, is people, we have grown to feel like the government is there to protect you on everything,
protect your rights,
every level, all the time. Every single time we see something in society we don't like, or some wrong that we think needs to be righted, we turn to the government. Hey, government, you need to fix this. Why do we do that? How did we get to the point to where we feel like they have to intervene? And I don't care what it is, you know, be it something to do with major league sports or collegiate sports or green bubbles versus blue bubbles or what. Why do we feel the need to somehow pull the government into every dialogue and every conversation, into every issue? We make issues out of non-issues, number one. And, you know, and Trey has said this before, and I think he's absolutely right. We've run out of real problems.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah, if we're spending millions, no doubt that was millions of dollars. Now there's already a budget. Now keep in mind that government is, it's not necessarily amount about the, I mean, yes, there's a budget, right? But once we pass that budget, and it's whether we agreed with it or not, that money will be spent. And it's going to be spent on things like this or real criminals. And this is idiotic.
I would much rather that the DOJ or any other law enforcement arm of local, state, or federal government, for that matter, spend your time chasing real criminal activity, please. I'm more concerned with people that are actually genuinely hurting other people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Let's take a little kind of a minor one here. The whole fentanyl thing. We've got fentanyl flowing across our border from Mexico like water, and we have for years now. And the problem has gotten exponentially worse in the last 3 or 4 years. Can we do something about that, please?
Yeah.
Can we focus on that, please? Let's focus on real criminal activity. And not ridiculous, benign things just because somebody got their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Please stop it. It's out of hand. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. Oh, I know.
So, I know. Well, and now that's not to say, and I think both of us would agree with this, is that there's certainly a place for the DOJ to get involved in real market types of things that are predatory and or what's the other monopoly style of things, you know, that they need to get into and make sure that the markets are protected in that way. Because there is a place where a company can get so large in a particular market that they could, you know, really affect things. And they, I think they need to keep an eye on that. But this is not one of them.
No, come on, this is not one of them. Yeah. And if there's something, if a corporation, a company, if they're really engaging in something that's truly criminal, they're doing something that really harms people. That's one thing. This does not harm people. This is not harming anybody in any way.
Your feelings.
And, you know, when you start, and if we're going to start applying consistency and insisting on uniformity across the board on all sorts of applications and whatnot, and I'm not just talking about applications on your phone, but in life in general, I mean, you could extrapolate this in so many different ways, and you could start to involve every industry in the world in being uniform. Another great example here. The whole thing with the USB-C cables. Now in is it Europe?
Where USB-C, yeah.
They made it a law that everything has to use the same cable, the USB-C cable. Well, now here, of course, Apple, starting with iPhone 15. iPhone
15 is the first iPhone that's had it. Everything has been the Lightning. Now they've had it on their iPad. So you knew it was eventually going to happen. That's the thing about technology.
Yeah.
Let the market decide that. If Apple's so, I mean, I just, there's adapters. It's, in fact, now that you're forcing all this to happen, you might be accelerating some sort of global warming thing. You know, you're so worried about it. It's like, goodness.
Oh, I love it.
It You know, anyway, that's the crazy part of them getting into things like that. Unfortunately, we haven't passed that. Now, we're going to, quote, benefit from it, obviously. But there's other things. Like, so Apple, related to this, is they're looking at the App Store stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Europe has already forced them. So the European Union has already forced Apple to, over there. We're not going to see it here, at least right now. But basically, there's another app store that does not have all the fees that Apple applies. Apple wants 30% of the revenue on an app that's in the app store. If you're over $1 million, and the vast majority of apps are over or under $1 million, believe it or not.
Right. So they're not taking that.
I think it's $1 million. There's a pretty high threshold.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, they do that. But in the EU, but they still have a lot of rules about it. And Apple, it's interesting. I haven't read all the details on it, but Apple's doing the absolute minimum of what they're required to do. That is it. They're going to, because they're being forced by a governmental agency to get into their market.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
It is.
Anyway.
Well, we're going to wrap this one up here. Yes. We are recording, live. I'm so used to saying the word broadcasting.
Yes.
We are recording today's podcast live in the Mac Tech Solutions podcast studios here in Wichita Falls. Mac Tech Solutions, you can find them at 4020 Ray Road, Wichita Falls, Suite 3B. And they're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This podcast also brought to you by Eddie Hills Fun Cycles, 401 North Scott, downtown Wichita Falls since 1966. Online at eddiehillsfuncycles.com. And also by Lolly and Pop's Sweet Shop, online at lpsweet.com. You can also find us on Facebook as well. You guys have a great rest of your day, week, whatever. We hope you'll join us for the next episode. We do want you to follow us on Facebook, and obviously you can get us on Spotify, you can get us on Apple Podcasts. Where else are we available now? Also YouTube.
iHeart. We're on YouTube. Yeah, and there's several others. I don't know the whole list, but I had to specifically apply for the iHeart.
Yeah.
They are one of the largest distributors
right.
of podcasts. So we got on there too.
So we're there too. So anyway, until next time.
Yeah, I'm going to do the thumbs up for you in this place.
Until next time, y'all take care. We'll see you down the road.